What's up, After Buzzers? We are back for another episode of Do You Ship? And tonight, we have Jon Snow and Daenerys Targaryen, I have been taught the proper way to say that, versus my favorite, Jack and Rebecca. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Never gets old to me, ladies.
Never. It feels like a good Tuesday night. We're back.
It does. You guys, I actually have a quote that I want to share with you guys. In lieu of, you know, do you ship? I was listening to the radio this morning, you know, for those that don't. And it was a quote that said, find someone who will change your life, not just your relationship status.
Amen.
Yes.
And that was, I'm giving credit to Kayla of Radio on that one. And I was like, this is so perfect for Do You Ship tonight, because all of these characters and these relationships have changed people's lives. Not just change their status on Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, agreed. Well, I mean, I wouldn't really change my status on Facebook either. What is up, everyone? Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Do You Ship? We are back. We had a quick hiatus last week, but we're back better than ever, ready to battle it out. Yes. And I think it's going to be one hell of a battle. Yes. All those This Is Us people, I see you. You're with me on this one, okay? Like, no better couple than Jack and Rebecca.
I mean, the Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones fans
have been waiting for Jon and Daenerys for 7 years. And we got it. And it is strong.
We didn't have to wait. And it was stronger.
Okay, but you're a couple. One of them's dead. So.
All you know what? Save it for the fight.
Let's calm it down a second and save it for the battle. Because obviously, like we mentioned, we are doing Snow and Daenerys versus...
Jon Snow.
Sorry, Jon Snow and Daenerys. My bad. And Jack and Rebecca. Clearly, you know I'm on the team Jack and Rebecca. If you guys haven't watched Do You Ship and you've missed our previous weeks, we take two famous TV couples and pin them against each other and fight it out to see who will win this week's best couple. We judge three separate categories based on a 5-point system, and whichever couple wins, the Twitter poll starts off with 3 points.
All right, well, let's get to it. Who won the Twitter poll?
Don't act like you don't know.
It's the first time, okay?
Twitter, the winner was... 1 second, I'm pulling it up. Yeah.
It's real. I saw it and I ignored it. I was like,
why did you ignore it?
I was like, fake news.
So guys,
news.
With 70 votes, and the winner with 57%, the loser with 43%, which was, this is a pretty close one.
Yeah, it's very close.
Pretty close.
Very close.
Is Rebecca and Jack. Woo! So.
Thank you.
Candace,
thank you. Thank you.
Candace starts off with 3 points.
Fantastic.
It's all right. It's okay.
Good luck.
It's fine.
So,
good luck.
With that being said,
good luck to you too.
Would you ladies like to have your opening statements?
Would you like to go first? Since I won the Twitter battle already.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Will you do the timer? Yes.
Yes.
Carla's going to get you the timer.
Just
give us
prepare yourself.
2 quick get seconds. Ready.
You gotta bring it, girl.
You got 30 seconds on the clock. Drew, state your case. Now.
All right. Jon Snow, ice. Daenerys Targaryen, fire. Coming together after 7 long seasons. You guys, we have waited for them for so long, and they did not disappoint with one of the hottest scenes in TV history. Let's be real. They are going to be the king and queen. They both are going to be on the Iron Throne, and they're willing to give up the Iron Throne for one another. So I don't even have to go into it too deep. Emilia and Kit, who play them, are BFFs in real life. Emilia even is BFFs with Kit's fiance. So,
oh, good, great. Let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
Okay.
Go.
Great. So Jack and Rebecca, as much as they don't have the fire and ice element, they have the most loving, caring, nurturing, like desirable relationship that anyone could ever want. Like, this is a relationship that is 100% a loving, committed relationship that goes through so many different realms of ups and downs, but they are always 100% devoted to one another. And I think so many people have fallen in love with this show because of the chemistry that Jack and Rebecca have.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
You did it even before.
Alrighty.
I'm sorry. If fell asleep there for a
second. Well, ladies, you are doing some great opening statements, and obviously we do know that Candace is in the lead with 3 points.
Thank you.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm. With that being said, we are going into round one, which is our open debate on Hottest Kiss.
Okay. So,
who would like to start?
Oh, I'd like to start. This kiss is a little PG-13, so I don't think any of our viewers are 13 under, so.
If you are, please turn off the
screen. Or make sure.
Avert your eyes.
Yeah.
Avert your eyes, so children. So,
this was literally one of the most anticipated couplings in TV history. Like, people were flipping out when this happened.
Because I've never seen the show.
Okay.
Just saying.
Anyway. We're like one of Candace. We are like one of the
Candace is from Kentucky, so.
So are you. So where the hell is that coming from?
But I'm cultured.
Whoa. Anyway, this was one of the most anticipated scenes in TV history. Mm-hmm. It literally had people, it broke the internet essentially when it happened. Yeah, it was the number one worldwide trending scene for 3 days. So you can fact check me on that. But in this scene, this is us scene. This is for Game of Thrones.
Because she already wants to see this.
Anyway,
is us, just saying.
In this scene, this is right after Jon and Daenerys have started making their quest.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, it's late in the night, and when you're on a ship.
When you're on a ship.
Things happen.
We both have the same reaction.
When you're on a boat.
Oh, man.
You gotta float.
Oh, man. Okay.
I
can't hear it.
See. Oh, gosh. This is steamy.
Oh.
This is very not.
You said
I see skin.
You said Hottest Kiss.
Holy cannoli.
Oh,
that's what I'm giving you.
This is a lot.
I have no audio. Though.
Look at that passion. Like, look at her looking
her
at
eyes.
Him. So trusting. Yes. Are you kidding me? Okay, you don't have to keep playing it because you get the point.
Alrighty. It's so funny how when you're fighting for your couple, like, and you've seen this kiss and you really are passionate about the show, how you really just are like, this is the most perfect kiss ever. How are you not noticing that?
Yes.
Listen,
yes.
When this episode aired, I went to a Game of Thrones party because Game of Thrones is like a really big deal. People throw parties. It's like... And
the
really,
I'm out of blue.
Thing. Really thing. Nerdy thing.
Uh-huh.
But it's fun as hell. But when this happened, everyone in the apartment that I was at were screaming. People were throwing food. They're like, this is insane. It was like watching the Super Bowl. So it was.
Geez.
And
alrighty.
I mean, as you can see, it was popping.
Alrighty, Drew. I think you've stated your case.
Yeah, let's watch Mom and Dad lock
Time
lips.
For Jack and Rebecca.
You know what? I'm just going to let the clip go and then I'll talk about it.
All right.
Mm. I love them so much.
They are just like, it is what love is exemplified.
This is what
by.
Love is supposed
yeah.
to be.
Oh, how cute.
Do you like it?
Oh.
I got a moon because of
it. I just love them so much. It makes me want to cry.
I feel like this is biased, but okay.
Milo Ventimiglia, give me a call.
Seriously.
Jack Pearson.
Do you like it?
Gives me a Walk to Remember vibes when she says that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Wait for it. Oh, there we go.
Oh,
there we go.
Got
three
her
guys.
Neck.
But
got
go.
The
look,
neck.
Look. Oh. Oh, yes. I don't care about the kids.
You gotta love a good neck grab, guys.
Okay, the kids come in, but still.
Okay, I just want to remind you that this category was Hottest Kiss. That was, like, cute, and, like, the kids came in all family.
Okay, I'll think of the kids moment. I'm sorry. I don't care about the kids. Let me pull you on the floor. Like, that is... Okay, here's a different thing, right? I get Hottest Kiss, but to an extent of, like, when we're talking about relationships and love and committedness, like, that is hot and steamy when it comes to someone that has had so much invested relationship in there. It's not just sexually based. It's like there's so much more underlying to
I
this
agree.
Relationship rather than just sex. There is love.
Well, there's... Okay, so with Jon and Daenerys, for instance, literally this whole time, they're thinking that, like... that the other one is going to try to kill them. So them hooking up and like having that moment right after is like a huge moment because they're trusting each other.
Yeah,
because
they're both got, like, because
they're fighting for kingdoms.
Okay, I get
That's
it.
That's their first kiss.
We don't have kingdoms
there
to fight
question,
for.
Okay. There is a question in the chat. Derek Hogan asks, are none of them going to call out on the fact that John and Danny are related? So is that true?
Whoa! Okay.
They're... First of all, chill, because your girl's married to your man's best friend.
After he's been dead for 15 years, if you watch the show.
I do watch the show. It's still weird. Okay. You have to understand that it's medieval times. You have to understand the situation and the circumstance. Obviously, now that doesn't flow. But in medieval times, that was a very normal thing. So it would be just like...
Wait, is
that
related?
She's his aunt.
What?
But they don't know that. It's not like a known thing.
What?
The audience, the viewers know, but they don't know that. But just like on Rain, she was like what, 15, 16 when she was rolling around with dudes, like medieval 15-year-olds were rolling around with grown ass men back then, and it was a normal thing. That's not a normal thing
15
now.
15 then was like 26 now. Okay, like, but they're like, but age hooking, expectancy, but life expectancy
up,
was
but hooking
a little
up
different.
With your family was keeping the bloodline pure back then. So,
and also, never mind.
It's gross now, but I'm just saying, if we're going to do a circumstantial thing,
right.
It doesn't really matter.
Okay, well,
I'm not saying go sleep with your aunt now,
that's
but
just, I think if anything, it's just shocking.
Yes.
That's shocking.
Yes.
That is shocking.
It doesn't go against your kiss. Your kiss was still hot and steamy.
Yeah.
That it was.
But it is, I mean, I've never seen the show, so I can't really attest to anything.
I don't know.
I will say I don't think it's fair that one of our judges is a fan of This Is Us, and none of our judges or anyone besides me has watched Game of Thrones. I'm just throwing it out there.
But our argument should stand alone without them being fans.
Yes, I'm in the middle because I've never seen This Is Us or Game of Thrones, so I'm simply going about what you guys are saying.
But I will say that the fate of... an entire like world essentially is at the hands of Jon Snow and Daenerys.
Allie.
No, is at the hands of Jon Snow and Daenerys, and for them to like unplug for a second and to have that moment,
Jack
not
and
only being hot, but there's so much at stake, and for them to, I feel like the most vulnerable you can possibly be is being naked with someone, and for them to be that vulnerable with one another when all of that's going on, and to have it be that intense and passionate is very hot.
Well, Jack and Rebecca are the center of their children's universe, so they don't have to fight dragons or anything else.
He's dead now.
Facts.
But that guy is dead.
Yeah, but the whole entire season he's been dead. Yeah. They've been doing flashbacks back and forth, so that's not a thing.
That has nothing to do with the case of the kiss.
No. Uh-uh.
But I like your guys' statements. I appreciate them. Have you got your points?
Oh.
Yep. Okay. I've got my points.
Well, I want to continue.
We are moving on.
Do you know who I think would be a Game of Thrones fan?
Who?
Maria Menounos.
Oh, you know what? I think she's actually a This Is Us fan.
She can
just
be both. But if you like Maria like we do and you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all aspects of your life, we've got the podcast for you. Conversation with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition drops every Friday on iTunes and features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and finances to wellness, relationships, careers, and more, let our Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. Just head over to iTunes, subscribe for free. Guys, it's free. It's going to change your life for free. Are you kidding me? Do it. But be sure to rate and comment when you do. Let her know that it was us, the Do You Ship girls, that sent you over there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Boom. It
so inspiring. Amazing.
She just did a Mother's Day like themed podcast this last week, and she had one of AfterBuzz's own Steph Sabra on the show. And it was a really dope conversation, so you guys should check it out.
Go check it out, please. Go download. It is so much fun to listen to. Alrighty, guys. It is time to move into round two, which is most likely to survive long distance.
Mm.
Are you ladies ready for this round?
Yeah.
Yes.
Alrighty. Who would like to begin?
I don't believe I have a video for this.
I saw one for you, but...
Oh, do I?
Think you do. Yeah.
Oh, do I? I do have a video. Rebecca.
Yeah, you have a video for this.
Oh, see, I was overprepared, guys. Look at that.
Alrighty. Well, shall we start with Drew?
Okay. So I think the reason that Jon and Daenerys would easily survive long distance is because a lot of, in Game of Thrones, obviously, there's no cell phones, there's no technology, there's no way of really communicating besides like pigeons and stuff like that. And dragons. But they've managed to talk and communicate so much throughout it. And it's one of those things like, the relationships there, you don't have to be in someone's face for it to be strong. Some of the strongest relationships we've seen on Game of Thrones, they weren't even together half the time because they were able to just, like, have faith in one another. And for him, he constantly has to go off and – because we only have gotten them in season 7. They've been – they hadn't even met until season 7. And then once they did, it was like they heard about each other, but – it's this huge kingdom, so, and there's no technology, so it's not like she's creeping his Instagram or anything. But they've focused so much on taking the now and enjoying the now and, like, focusing on the now that when they're separate, there's not a sense of, like, oh, I need to instantly be to you because I already know what we have and I know that we'll be okay. So.
Got it. Alrighty.
Just saying.
Candace, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to play my video first and foremost real quick.
Do you know what the video is?
I do now. I do. Thank you.
You remember?
I do. Remember now. All right. I love this scene so much.
You know I was supposed to have another date the night that we met? Did I ever tell you that?
No.
The woman that sold me the Chevelle. She set me up. Then I saw you. And I stood the other girl up.
I wonder who she was.
I never have. You've asked me a question before. What is it that I love about you now?
Jack.
So I'm gonna start with the obvious. I love the mother that you are. I love that you are still the most beautiful woman in any room. And that you laugh with your entire face. I love that you dance funny and not sexy, which makes it even sexier. But most of all, I love that you are still the same woman who all those years ago ran out of a blind date because she simply had to see. You're not just my great love story, Rebecca. You were my big break.
Thank you. Thank
you. Aww.
I'm goosebumps.
I know.
Okay.
So here, hold on. Let me give you context. The reason why I'm showing this clip is because if you guys have watched the show, and if you haven't, I will refresh your memory. Regardless, it is because Jack and Rebecca did go through a trying time. Jack is an alcoholic, and he faces that and goes to AA. And at this point, they've decided that they're going to, like, separate for a little bit. They're not separating, but he's staying at Miguel's place. And so this whole conversation comes in light of her already making the decision that they need to, like, spend some time apart. The fact that this man stands there and says all of this information and still, they still come back together after this and realize, like, how much they love each other. Like, that's a long distance in and of itself. And the fact that even though now he has passed, she is still, like, 100% madly in love with him. I don't know how much more information I can give you in order to say that they can survive long distance. This love surpasses everything. He literally saw her in a bar singing and knew that that was his soulmate. Like, love stands the test of time. End of story.
I mean, and
boom.
Okay, cool. I still think it's weird. As long as, like, the long distancing, this love is so strong, yada, 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 it's still weird that of all people, she marries his best friend.
Have you ever thought of the other idea of the fact that, like, he is the closest thing she will ever get to Jack again?
Just saying,
like, if that is the closest thing and you need a companion for the rest of your life,
you
and
don't
you've already,
need a companion,
you,
though.
You don't, but if you want one, there's want and a need. You don't need one, but you want one, and that's perfectly fine. If you want someone to be a companion, all of your kids have left, and you've been alone, and you're not having anyone to share these life moments with, he is the closest person and the only person outside of her children that knows Jack on the level that she knows him.
And Candace is...
Just saying.
I'll give it to her. Yeah, I don't even care that much.
No, this is... You guys are doing a great job. I think I've got my points.
Cool. I got my points, too.
Cool. Moving on.
Alrighty, last but not least of the rounds, we've got our best off-screen couple.
Ooh.
Which will be super fun. Ari.
This is my favorite category, actually. Hottest kiss and, like, the off-screen. I think it's so cute to be able to see our favorite couples off-screen and then just see them, like, see photos and videos of them together.
Since I got so heated, Drew, I'm going to let you take this one again.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, I have a video. But while she's pulling up the video, so when I want to say it was last year, Kit Harington and Emilia Clarke, who play Jon Snow and Daenerys, did a interview, and Kit was asked if he remembered the first time that he met Emilia, and this is what he said. I remember vividly the first time I met Emilia, which was in a hotel bar in Belfast before season one. I was sort of bowed over by this absolutely stunning petite girl with this wicked sense of humor. We became very fast friends quite quickly. Interestingly enough, Kit and Emilia didn't film their Game of Thrones. They haven't filmed at all together until season seven. So they, like, were solid best friends.
Oh, that's amazing.
All the way up until, like, because their characters are literally on, like, imagine, like, he's in, like, California, and she's in, like,
New York City.
Miami, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. So, like, that's how, like, far apart they are, basically up until season seven, but they're building up and whatever. So, as you can see, I just did a quick little, I found this cute little fan edit.
Aww,
they hang out all the time. He's engaged to Rose Leslie, who played a love interest of his early on in the show. And she's actually best friends with Emilia.
Oh my gosh, that's so amazing.
Yeah, they constantly, he doesn't have like any social media, but she constantly posts pictures of them. And then they'll cast, like, anytime there's cast photos, they're always next to each other.
Oh, that's
they
cute.
Always like poke jokes at each other. They're really like, they really are like real life best friends. And I think it's cool that she's so close with his fiance as well, because I think that says a lot about someone if you can their fiance
totally
likes you.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's it, like that is a huge telling.
And, and just like how they talk about each other in interviews, it's just like the most so this is a video she took of him when they were finally filming together, and they said that it was really weird to finally be on set with each other, because it was like, what's why are you here?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? So yeah.
Aww, I like it.
Be cute, so cute. Be cute. All right, go off.
Love it. Love it.
Drew, great. I loved that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. And it's your turn.
Oh, my turn. I have a video as well. While
oh,
I
wow.
it up. Yes,
all
of
these
course.
Videos.
Of course. I have to have like background.
I'm not even
gonna
front. I really do love Jack and Rebecca. Like, it's not a hate.
Right.
I do genuinely love
it
them.
It is so hard sometimes
yeah.
when you're doing these couples. Like
and
when I was
both of them.
Doing it against Nick and Jess.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I personally relate to Nick and Jess, and I had to fight against
Game
them.
Game of Thrones is not like any of their cup of tea. It's not something I think any of you would enjoy watching. But this, the couple, like, they're, despite the incest or whatever, it's so good. Like, the show is so good. And I feel like their relationship and respect for each other is so good. But let's talk about Jack and Rebecca.
Okay. So Jack and Rebecca are obviously played by Milo Ventimiglia and Mandy Moore. And
babe
I am obsessed.
Babe.
I'm obsessed with both of them.
They're perfect.
They are perfect. And what I love so much about both of them is, like, Mandy Moore just got engaged. Like, I think it's almost been a year now. And she's getting ready to get married again. And then Milo and her just, like, have this amazing kinetic energy on and off screen. Like, in order to play that much deep love, like, you have to really kind of trust each other and be 100% invested to bring, like, this type of couple to screen and have everyone else fall in love with them. So this is just a couple clips of the two of them together.
Anymore.
Hi, I'm Milo Ventimiglia.
And I am Sterling K. Brown. We are doing a Wired
autocomplete
interview.
Oh, I've seen this before. It's so good.
It's
do
cute.
We get people from other shows? Does Mandy Moore sing quite well?
The voice of an angel.
Oh,
like
guys.
With the gates of heaven open.
I do sing. That feels like an odd question.
Sing well would be, yeah.
Or does Mandy well. Moore sing?
Often.
Yeah. On This Is Us.
Yes to all.
Yes
yeah.
to all.
D
yes.
all of the above.
Yes, D all of the above.
Does Mandy Moore have tattoos?
I do.
You do?
She does.
Two tiny. I have a sperm on my foot, which is a long story, and a little tiny baby outline of a heart. They're both on my feet.
Wait, let's see it.
Zoe has to cover it up. Look.
Is that what that is?
Sperm.
That looks really big for a sperm. Where does Mandy Moore live?
I live in Los Angeles.
Give an address and a phone number, please. Also a blood type and a credit card number would be great.
And my social security
you
number.
Wake up in a bathtub just covered in ice with your liver gone or whatever. But it'd be okay because it's your bathtub.
Does Mandy Moore sing on This Is Us?
Okay, yes.
We already answered
she does.
Yes.
She does.
True story.
Who is Mandy Moore in Entourage?
I was myself.
You were?
On Entourage.
That's great. Yeah.
Mandy Moore is so successful, she got to play herself.
On Entourage.
I don't know about that. But for so long, because the storyline was I used to date the lead guy on the show.
Cool.
Vince Chase.
And I broke up with him and like broke his heart. So I would have people coming up to me in life like, why did you do that?
Because reality, you played Mandy Moore on
that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a sixth question for you. Does Mandy Moore sing on Entourage? America wants to know.
I do not. Justin
not
Hartley. Yeah.
To be shady. But I feel like this video more backs up Justin Hartley and Mandy Moore.
Okay, well, I mean, I think I had another clip, but that's fine. But either way, like, I'm pretty sure.
I think we've all seen on social media how vocal they are.
Like, yeah, I think that there's enough justification anyway, as is. They just did the NBC upfronts this week. And so the This Is Us cast came back together. And it was just really nice to see all of them, like the whole crew, together back to back again. But yes.
I will say it's super hard to get like.
Oh, here it is. Oh. This is the one I wanted.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
I was trying to. I haven't done the judging since we got the new judging.
What was the audition like? So
is it? Oh, here we go.
Well, we had a chemistry read together.
Oh, we're getting background. I'm so sorry, guys.
Remix.
Okay. There we go. Now we're getting it. Stand by.
I love them.
I do too.
They are really cute.
We lucked out because our chemistry read, it was like we had to walk in, and like I remember you had to like nuzzle my neck in the scene, and it can be a potentially awkward situation.
But like, it was nice literally like, yeah, hey, Milo, Mandy, nice to meet you.
And we're husband and wife, and it was all sort of right there on the surface. It was so, I mean, he's the best.
She's the greatest.
Is there ever a moment where it's like a little bit too awkward?
No. At this point, it's like, oh, we're making out. Do we have the Altoid box?
In any state of my life, you arouse me.
The show, NBC's highest rated drama.
I love that.
I love them so much.
When you first read the script, it's such a beautiful,
I think it's so great.
Special,
but yeah, that's pretty much all my arguments for this one.
I will say it's hard to kind of get interviews and stuff with all them together because Game of Thrones is so top secret that they're not allowed to take photos on set. Yeah. They're not allowed to do like interviews together, really. Like, it's so top.
This one is to an extent. Like,
yeah.
They're on an embargo. They're not allowed to like do interviews about the show as well.
Oh, really?
Game of Thrones, like,
regarding Jack's death and stuff. So it was like a whole big ordeal. They would only talk about like chemistry and stuff.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. And I think Game of Thrones, because it has such a huge franchise, they have to be super careful about what's being said, what's on social media.
Because there's a book, like, it's based off books. So, you know, there's all the theories on that. And then
people read into stuff way too much.
Yeah. It's intense. So I think it's cool to see how strong their friendship is, despite, like, without seeing it through like interviews and stuff like that, because it just shows how like really in tune they're hanging out with each other on their free time,
right?
Which is dope.
Well, ladies, you both have done a great job. I really appreciate all of your input. Would anybody like to serve a closing statement for your couple?
No.
You guys think you got it in the bag?
Very strongly.
What are you guys thinking that you did? How do you think you did?
I mean, because the chat is flipping out about incest. I'm going to say it's probably Jack and Rebecca, and I respect that. Jack and Rebecca are a great couple.
I think the Twitter poll obviously does help.
I didn't
count
the Twitter.
So I think that I'm feeling fairly confident.
Yeah.
But I think you did a great job with your argument.
Obviously. No, just kidding.
I will say you have got some amazing debate skills,
my
dear.
Thank you. My mother doesn't like it.
I'm sure she does not. My mother doesn't like it either. Hi, Mom. Also, happy belated Mother's Day to all those mothers out there that may be watching this show.
Yeah. Alrighty. We have got the winner.
Okay.
It was 22.5 to 19.5. So there again goes to show that it was the Twitter poll that really helps you win. So we've got Jack and Rebecca as the winner. Congratulations, Candace.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Oh, I'm so excited. I want to thank all those This Is Us fans out there that love Jack and Rebecca just as much as I do.
Candace, is this your first win?
No.
Oh.
This is my first loss.
Actually,
that is her first loss.
This is Drew's. Okay. Guys, Drew has been such a great job, doing such a great job of debating these couples. This is her first
loss. Or did she just get lucky that she got some
couples?
She got
great, amazing couples. I lost all of my couples, so you guys are all winning.
The couple won, so I'm not going to say which one is, but there was one couple that I have no idea how I won.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
I know which couple it was.
I'm not telling the fans, though.
Yeah, I don't.
Either way.
Not really sure how that one slipped through the cracks either, but, you know. here we are.
Here we are.
And with that being said, the winning couple obviously moves on to the next round.
Woo!
But next round actually starts our second
bracket.
Our second part of the bracket. So we're getting closer and closer to our top TV couple. With that being said, we will be putting Jordan and Tanji up against Alec and Magnus. So that'll be fun. It's Drew and me up against
I feel pretty good
other.
About that. Famous in Love this season has definitely improved
stepping it up
how I feel about them. So
yeah. Alrighty. Especially last week's episode.
Yeah, let's
was really
get it.
Good.
Yeah, it was.
Yes. And if you guys want to join in on the fun, we've got a fun bracket, challenge.com. That is challenge with an O. /challenge/ do you ship R1. So please go fill out a bracket. Let us know what you're thinking and let us know who you think could win the best TV couple of 2018.
Well, ladies, that pretty much wraps it up. So why don't we go ahead and tell all of our lovely viewers where they can find each of us?
You can find me on all the things at OK Drew J. I'm literally about to go hop on the Flash panel. So if you love West Allen, let's go talk about it.
Hey guys, Allie Nasta here. Find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl. And if you're Shadowhunter fans, because next week we're talking Alec and Magnus, tune in. Oh, wait, it was the season finale tonight.
Go watch the old video.
Go watch. Actually, we just interviewed Chai that plays Jordan Kyle. So please go check it out from tonight.
And hey guys, I'm your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end. And I can't wait to see who's going to win next week.
Yeah.
It's all freeform. They're both freeform.
Challenges
couple, so,
against each other, yeah.
So we're so excited.
And again, my name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz. Be sure to go ahead and like and subscribe and comment on this video and come back and see us next week. And be sure to go, we're all plugging our own shows. So hop on over to watch Quantico on Thursday night. We will be doing the Quantico panel on Thursday night at 10 o'clock. So we will see you guys next week. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.